We'll be right back. that is simply some amazing stuff right there. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 297. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Shellac. That song is called Dude Incredible, and that is the title track of the band's latest album, just released September 16th on Touch & Go Records. It is an incredible album, and I just love the guitar sound on that song so much. And there's another song on this album that's just as wonderful as that one, which, in case you didn't notice, was really, really, really good. I got lots of music for you this week. I'm probably going to stretch a little bit past the 30 minutes, so I shouldn't gab too much. And, you know, you don't really care about hotel room fidelity anyway. So let's jump into a new track. This is a song by Martha, the song Lost Without You.
I can build the muscle of my heart. control the winds of fate. And lost loves cannot be replaced. But you can build the muscle, you can build the muscle, you can build the muscle of your heart. You can build the muscle, you can do the hustle, you can do the hustle with your heart. That will not change. A world in tatters, burned and raped. But we can build the muscle. We can build the muscle. We can build the muscle of our heart. We can build the muscle. We can do the hustle. We can build the muscle of our heart. We can build the muscle. We can do the hustle. We can do the hustle.
Convinced.
was a little nonstop rock block for you there. Three in a row, starting with Martha, the song Lost Without You. I just picked that up on the 100 Club Series Volume 1 from Oddbox Records. It was originally released, I think, in 2013 as a single. I think it's the B-side of the Sycamore single. And there were, I think, five singles, limited edition that year, released on Oddbox Records. And now that those are all out of print, you can get them all digitally at a name your price sort of situation on Bandcamp from Oddbox Records. It includes Cars Can Be Blue, and I don't even remember who else on there, but like 5-7 inches for whatever price you feel like paying. And that song right there is worth, you know, $3 on its own, right? After that, we heard from Shwervon with the song Muscle of Your Heart. That is on the band's new long play EP, maybe, Broken Teeth. Just came out September 30th on Kansas City's own Haymaker Records. The band, of course, based out of Kansas City. The Broken Teeth album is some re-recordings of some early songs, I think six of those, and then two new songs, recently recorded covers, and that one there is a cover. That is originally by the Purple Organ performer out of New York. I think part of the same kind of weird, folky, freak scene that that Matt Roth of the band was kind of born out of or grew up in or something like that. Anyway, that is a very fun album, and it's fun to hear the band break things down, make them acoustic, and not rely on the big, heavy, meaty sound of Matt's guitar and the big drums of Nan. So I enjoy that a lot. Anyway, I'm rambling. I should stop. After that, we heard from Coed Pageant, the song Salvage the Summer. That is on the band's new EP, Drag, which doesn't come out until October 17th. So, hey, it's a preview. A self-released album there from the band now based out of Flagstaff, Arizona. I believe they are some sort of couple. And one of them is going to grad school, and thus the band has moved from, I think, Illinois, I seem to remember, to Flagstaff there. That's like a six-song EP, and all six songs are wonderful. They feel very similar to that. So if you enjoyed that song, find that EP. You'll be very happy you did. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, though. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into something else here that's new. This is a song by Michael Cronin, the song Blue-Eyed Girl. Thank you.
It's the wake of all evil. Your universalness. I've always found trouble, even at my best. No hopes to get better, just put me down to rest. I am a troubled man. Anxiety and sorrow underneath my skin. Self-destruction and failure had beat my head in. I laughed out loud once, I won't do that again. Always traveled the hellfire road to chase the sweet smell of sin. I am a troubled. I am a troubled man. I am a troubled man. I am a troubled man. So many things have fallen through my hands. I am a on a gravel road. People love many colors whose stories will never be told. Too late came too early for me to face myself. I am a troubled man. I am a troubled man. I am a
No questions that I was a Hoosier, right? Now that is John Mellencamp with the song Troubled Man. That's on his new album Plain Spoken, which just came out September 23rd on Republic Records. All of his records from now on will be on Republic. He has signed a contract for life. I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounds dangerous to me. That song there is really good, Troubled Man, though I think Kate sings that as Sad Old Man, but you know, she's from the Show Me State, so she's a hater. Yeah, it's a very solid album, definitely more alt-country. I do appreciate his early work the best. I like him when he was Johnny Cougar, thank you. But this is a very solid album. I like that one a lot. Before that, we heard from Michael Cronin from San Francisco, the song Blue-Eyed Girl. That is on a 7-inch polyvinyl 4-track single series released on polyvinyl in September of this year. An interesting series, I think. Polyvinyl purchased a 4-track, and then they send it from band to band recording 7 inches that they release, which is nice, but I think they should have gone one step further and like had the band figure out who to send the 4-track on to. Maybe Too Much Rock will do that. But would that ever like leave the individual scene? So like, would it just be passed around between psych rock bands in San Francisco forever and never make it out of that? don't know. I'll have to think about it. Anyway, I guess I should stop rambling because we're already over on time. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 297. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the website, a few things went up in the last week. We had a short account of the Uncouth, Degeneration, Brain Dead, and 58 Del Rey's show. And an account came up of a show that was like, I don't know, almost a month ago or so, that was the Slowdown Capsules and Late Night Caller. So some things finally popping up on the website. Some housekeeping, maybe. Looking at the concert calendar, some great things happening. Tonight, the 7th, Jay Maskus playing at the Bottleneck. Speedy Ortiz on the 8th at the Riot Room. Gaslight Anthem playing the 14th at the Uptown. Or the Temples at Riot Room on the 14th as well. The 17th, you get to choose between Shonen Knife at the Record Bar or Deicide at the Riot Room. Maybe I'm the only one who would find that a hard choice. On the 18th, Captured by Robots are at the Brick. I will miss all those shows because I am still out on the East Coast, and I'll be there for about a year, so lots of shows that I'll miss. But maybe I'll slip down to Boston for a show at the Royale and see Tear on the 21st. If I were back in Kansas City, the 22nd, Richard Thompson would be at the Folly, and that would make me very happy. It would drain my wallet, though, I'm sure. On the 26th, I would like to see that Danzig tribute that Sonic Spectrum is putting on at the Record Bar. There's probably more shows happening, but like I say, I'm not in Kansas City. I'm not keeping track as much as I should, so I apologize, but get out there, see some live music. Okay, let's wrap things up. I'm going to play a song by Graham Parker and The Rumor. This is the song Passion is No Ordinary Word, and I just picked this up as I got a new compilation called Don't Ask Me Questions, The Best of Graham Parker, released this summer sometime on Spectrum Audio, and evidently it is a companion, maybe direct soundtrack, I don't know, to a documentary about Graham Parker, one that I haven't seen and didn't know existed until I found the soundtrack, and I picked that one up. There are, I don't know, like 18 tracks or something. It's all your favorite Graham Parker songs. It basically is like the first four albums, and then like two tracks that were singles. So mostly I had all these tracks already, and I didn't realize it at the time, but sometimes you make rash decisions, especially when you see a promo sticker on it. You know how cheap you can pick one of those up for. So anyway, this is Passion is No Ordinary Word from 1979, Squeezing Out Sparks. But as I picked it up on the Don't Ask Me Questions, The Best of Graham Parker, if you're just looking for an introduction into this fabulous, fabulous artist, this might be the one for you. Otherwise, just go pick up all four of those albums. You should have those. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. You pretend to feel passion is no ordinary.
you at night. It ain't